Blog Talk Radio.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was Never mind.
Attention, all ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jake Creek, tell him how I feel about him.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy, scoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy, scoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dad, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail, done it, sit up on the bar stool. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them stinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it, you don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Scoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
Hey. You fine and you do. Walking off to move me like you knew, like you knew. Booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion. Let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it up and down on it like you got hydraulics. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the key to the Chevy Impala. Been a few corners with the girls gonna shop it. All in the mall, everybody trying to holler. Your money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dog, you got problems.
DJ, let the record spin. Bring it on back, let's do it again. Do what you do, do what you do, girl. Do what you do, do what you do, dog.
I got bank, okay, so what you think? I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it. Yeah, your nails done and your hair done and you look good and I want some. I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it, yeah.
Get it now, get it, 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 get it now, get it. Get it now, get it, get it now, get it, get it now, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
Oh no, don't stop. Oh no, don't stop.
Codename Chisholm.
Bitch on law, ladies where your ass law, ladies where your ass law, 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 ladies where your ass. Shake it, just don't stop. Now turn around and break it down and let them see what you got. Come on, look back at it, look back at it, look back at it, look back.
Smells so good. It's back in the game, man. Good morning, afternoon, good evening, wherever it apply to you. All righty. I got to start this thing off, man. Well, fuck it. Let me bring some callers online because everybody going to want to talk about what the fuck been going on for like 2 days. So let's bring everybody on. Afternoon, evening, people. How are you today?
Hi.
Please tell me you are a female and not portraying a man.
Hello.
Hi.
Whoever with the gay second voice.
Who the hi. Hell?
Yeah, not
he
you.
Am I on
the
line?
256. Goddamn, yes, ED, you on the line. Shit. Girl, I'm trying to figure out
God.
Who the hell
hi.
This dude is with the gay voice. You don't figure that out. That
I'm not gay. I'm just drunk.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi.
Okay. This call here
y'all got
everyone,
soldier, boy?
Is going to be put on mute.
Y'all got no soldier, boy?
Well, there, man. Good morning to you. 256, what it do?
Chillin'.
Man, you need, well, you need some the fuck they call it, Clorox, goddammit.
I just need something to drink.
What?
I just need something to drink. Look.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gator hate aid. I understand. Hey, big up.
Yeah, y'all got some soldier,
all my sexy ladies stopping off there just last night. And Jay, all the guests, what it do? Big up, California, New York on the line. I already know what time it is. I don't know the hell. 256. I don't know where that's at. But I guarantee I'm going to call on my motherfucking cell phone and find out.
You better call me, nigga. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Let's see. 256. Mm-hmm. Think it's a motherfucking game. Yeah, yeah. Think it's a motherfucking game, nigga. Already see, that's the power call ID on this motherfucking show. I don't worry about none of you sons of bitches calling and fucking with me. I will call your ass back on your own goddamn phone. Alright, so that solved that problem real quick. You see how you pull whole moves, pull a motherfucking whole card, you know what I'm saying? And, oh, no, don't call me, bitch ass nigga, whatever. Fuck you. Called the wrong show, nigga. You don't even know who you getting up with. Straight ghetto fight, baby. That's me. Trey 4 in the building. Y'all already know what to do.
You know what I want?
In the sky, what's happening?
Scooby-Doo.
Hey, what did it say? I need some credit on my phone. Oh, y'all using that Skype. Big ups to Skype. Taking everybody down money, boy.
Damn,
Skype. Skype is a motherfucker.
Smells
okay, that's 4-8. Yes.
I watched the crackhead thing yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the crackhead is going wild. Where you watch that, girl? Where you watch that at?
On dailymotion.com.
Oh, yeah, she have a couple of mini episodes of it.
It was like 14 minutes long.
Nah, that shit like an hour, man. That shit like an hour and a motherfucking half. The real deal. Goofy, you clued in, Goofy. You know, every time you call in, I instantly unmic everybody, you know. One y'all think I'm ignoring you and shit.
What y'all talking about?
Oh, some dumb ass motherfucker that just called in. I was trying to figure out who the fuck it was. Called from a, didn't mention what I said about
really
buying a ticket to anyone. Oh, okay.
Somebody on the train.
All right. Man, somebody called in from a 256 area code. Called in with some old hootin' and it sounded like they gay and shit. I don't know. I was finna call their ass back, you know what I'm saying, on their own phone number that the punk ass motherfuckers hung up, so. Don't chive me. Do not chive me. I have caller ID. Going out real big. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give a middle finger. First of all, let me tell y'all something, man. And I can carry this on for my show because it ain't gonna carry on up for like 2 minutes. And I ain't gonna talk about this fuck shit no motherfucking more. Chat room can blow up the shit. I don't give a damn. What?
I hear static. Staticky noises.
No, that's Goofy Bone outside and shit. Probably on the train or on the bus.
All right, girl, I'm in the car. Let me mute this shit.
Thank you. God. Okay, continue.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to mute him anyway. It don't matter. Either way, homie, I got you. But last night, shit popped off, man. We had a little disrespect. Let me tell y'all something about this BTR thing. Me.
All
right. I give my time. You know what I'm saying? I give my dedication to this shit to do it every motherfucking day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get paid from no artists for playing none of their goddamn music on here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get paid and get no PayPal donations from no fans on here. Not
yeah.
even that I'm asking.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? If you like to donate, that's cool. But I this is what I do for the love. I'm a DJ. That's what I get paid for. This little show right here is just something to relieve my mind. You know what I'm saying? And network with some people from around the goddamn universe. But when it comes to disrespecting anybody on any show, I don't give a damn on whatever show. And I'm in the room and I hear it. I'm going to step down on you. I'm going to step down on you like you one of my family members. You know what I'm saying? Whoever doing the disrespect, I'm stepping down on you. I'm going to be there with my family, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to step down on you. So we made a real president last night, a president's meaning, you know, something very important, like a show of action. So we all got together, you know what I'm saying, as one BTR family, and we came to this dude's show, you know what I'm saying, to really, you know what I'm saying, show him that the love for this one person that she got, you know what I'm saying, that we all got, but then also to show that, you know what I'm saying, as a community, we ain't going to just stand for no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We came to the dude's show, shut the dude's show down. I mean, shut his shit down. The dude had to call back into the show like 3 times, and then the third time, he wasn't even hosting his goddamn show. He was just on the mug. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. So, you know, this is the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? After the whole situation was squashed and it was supposed to have been apologized and everybody was supposed to, you know, did all the doo-de-doo, all that shit was supposed to be over with, you know what I'm saying? It was one person who wanted to just keep on motherfucking keeping on. I'm going to tell you, when it comes to intelligence, it's one thing about being smart and it's one thing about thinking you smart. It's a lot of motherfuckers who think they're intelligent but have no intelligence at all. And that's what happened last night. It gets to a point where you can work yourself up so much that you will lose your intelligence and just not understand what the hell you were saying and doing in your actions. And that's what happened last night. So I want a middle finger, because I'm going to do this two ways now because he's still my dog. I'm a middle finger to Sound Off out there. I understand what I'm doing now. I'm giving you a middle finger, homeboy, because he led the whole brigade, goddamn it. I mean, we came through this bitch, you know what I'm saying, like soldiers. We was all makeup on. Everybody had the goddamn camouflage on. We was ready to ride and die.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But then after the shit was all over, the man flipped on me and shit, talking about some goddamn ratings and shit. He was talking to another dude, but then, you know, I'm saying my Rodney King shit, we all just need to get along in there, you know what I'm saying? Then he turned around and, fuck you, Smell, you know what I'm saying? Who is you? You ain't doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where your numbers at? Where my numbers at? Man, I don't get paid for this shit. This shit ain't sound scanned, mother, whatever. This ain't tracked by nothing. This is not tracked by nothing, y'all. So, every guest, every host, every listener that come on here, you ain't have to call this show today to listen to nothing. You ain't have to be on this website to even be in the chat room. But when we are here, we are all a family, and we all look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? So don't try me, homie. I get paid for what I... If I wanted to, I can get paid. I can charge each artist $5, you know what I'm saying, for playing their music. Because every time I do spin the artist on this show, they get sound scan spins. Any artist, you get sound scan spins, digital distributions, you know what I'm saying, rights, from me just spinning your music on here. I ain't getting paid shit. But every indie artist gets paid off of my show. Believe that or not, you get paid. Check your sound scans. Check your little BBS codes and shit, or whatever the hell that is that y'all get y'all music track known. Check that. You can call all the way to Atlanta. Talk to Akira Lovely. She'll tell you firsthand, you know what I'm saying? She don't even fuck with the internet. But she got I don't know how many thousands of spins, and it's coming from me because she on like 10 different websites that I promote. All right, so let me tell you like that, man. We all here as a family. This is a family network. This is a community of radio hosts, real radio hosts. It's reaching out worldwide, you know what I'm saying, showing love to everybody. So with that being said, man, that's it. I'm going to leave that alone. That's the end of that. We ain't going to even discuss that no more, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to all my real people out there that came through, AnJ, Sweet D-Love, Just Last Night, Whispering Fantasies, and Alter Ego, you know what I'm saying? Big up to all y'all. Yeah, they had to do a late night show. They had to do a late night show. I mean, that goddamn show, I don't even know what the fuck. It was late. You know what I'm saying? It was late, and we held it down, you know what I'm saying? We had a great-ass time. I bust like four nuts cyberly, you know what I'm saying? and we was doing our motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying? Till some punk-ass motherfucker want to try to come in there and start some ruckus. Who was the cause of the whole bullshit? Who was the cause of the whole bullshit? And I'm gonna tell anybody come on my show, please do not call nobody no bitch. We take that as killing words down here. You call me a bitch, I'm punching in your shit. Straight up. Don't even try me like that. I'm straight dirty side. We don't even play that down here. So don't call nobody no bitches. Don't call nobody no whole sluts. Don't play like that on my show. That might be cool on any other show. Do not bring your ass on my show. I'm uncut, uncensored, and I know I got the power of the mute. So I cuss your ass out, in the chat room, put you on mute, and then ban you from the goddamn room completely, which you can be banned. Don't think it's a game. So, thank all my fam out there. Big ups in the sky, the whole Straight Loc Records out here. Studebaker, I see y'all in the building, you know what I'm saying? Miss Kane, Mo Blue. Y'all already know what to do. You know what I'm saying? We live Harlem, too. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Big ups WLH off in the building. Verbal Ink coming through. You know what I'm saying? Homie, ain't your damn show on. Drop your link in there. Verbal Ink is he got the best spoken word, open mic poetry. He playing some smooth shit on his show. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know where he getting that music from. He playing some old smooth shit. But big ups my dog, Verbal Ink. You know what I'm saying? Mr. E. Moore in the building. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. Hold on, man. I got to click in. Four, what's happening?
What's happening?
God damn, how many numbers you motherfucking got, man?
Two.
All right, yeah. How you doing today, man?
That's right. I don't like nobody calling around no bitches, neither. I don't call nobody no bitches or hoes.
The last, you can't even motherfucking hide now, homie, because I done got the whole goddamn number in my cell phone. Last number is 3522. Wow. You don't even know who you playing with, homie. I will prank call your ass the rest of this motherfucking week from like 30 different goddamn
numbers. You won't be there. Prank call me, nigga. I'm ready to die. Tell me.
Ready to die. Y'all check this out, y'all. Niggas think I'm motherfucking game and shit. Think I'm a motherfucking gang. Think I'm
a motherfucking
gang. Answer the line, nigga. Answer the motherfucking line, nigga, because it's going to be all week, goddamn. It's going to be all
fucking
week.
How about you snort a line, nigga? You snort one. You fat
right.
Fucker.
You
motherfucking
right in Florida, nigga. 813. You see the error code, nigga. You see the
motherfucking
error code? Yeah, it's 813. Dirty South.
Stop wasting your prepaid, nigga.
Nigga, fuck that, nigga. I'm motherfucker Boost Mobile, cheap ass nigga. Get a Boost Mobile, $50 unlimited, nigga. Unintelligent
man.
Ass nigga. Matter of fact, let me do a reverse lookup. This is what I'm finna do, homie. You think it's a game? I'm finna go on free 401, do a reverse lookup on your goddamn phone number. I'm gonna find out who this is. Y'all give me just a second. I'm finna get into a song. Put all y'all on mute. We finna find out who the fuck this is. There's no games on my show, homie. This is what I do to niggas that play on my show.
Nigga, that fake ass. So I'm gonna sit down on the boat.
Gay ass nigga. That's what happened to gay ass niggas. You call up on my show with whole shit. Get your bitch ass put on motherfucking mute. We're gonna call this gay ass nigga back too in a second, man. Y'all hold on.
Moment of silence for my niggas up the road. You don't live like me. Nigga, you don't keep it real like me. Black ones, black teeth, like tea. No colors, nigga, I ain't like tea. I don't talk to the pigs, I don't need pork. Like a buzz, I'm a hug. When I step down on you, nigga, don't flip. Crack your motherfucking helmet like John. Don't fuck with your nigga. Shot my shit, I'll bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all won't click five.
What you got? Get with it, folks. Nigga, think it ain't real. Ain't real. What you be itching to feel? And that real. Up on pills. Get coke, coke, pump. Y'all niggas know the drill. I'm from the pro. Little pikes saying niggas ain't no dope. We live by the five. Mother, she wrote. Past niggas stay in line. It ain't nothing to put it all way up in your line. You fight gunplay, nigga, cause I'm for that. I'm for that. Yeah. But until you need to stand in line. The real nigga do real things. Real thing. Real thing. But nigga left, I bet you. If I had to step down on the nigga, by deal, by mine, a bitch is whacked. I trust me, trust. I don't fuck with your nigga. Big time, my shit, I bust at your nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas, y'all won't pick five. You gon' make me step down, step down. I'm a young hood rich nigga. You mad cause I'm fucking your bitch, nigga. I choke that fat, that fuck on the side. I'm fat that lie. I done earned my stride. Nigga won't be, then the nigga wanna die. You talk that, I walk that. You rich, I bought that. I show up where your motherfucking house at. Nigga, where the reaper pills in the south at? I don't fuck with you, nigga. Big time, my shit, I bust at you, nigga.
This your boy, Boy Live, DJ Smells So Good, coming straight from St. Louis, phase two. Once again, breaking another artist, smashing it all across the atmosphere. You know how we do it. Right here, DJ Storm, with y'all in the mix. This your boy, DJ Smells So Good on the MC, baby. We holding down, St. Louis, phase two. DJ Storm, man, tell me what you feel about this track, man.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again.
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. Sound like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
What a motherfucking show.
Say what?
Huh?
Turn your speakers down, please.
Huh?
Turn your speakers down. I can hear like a double feedback. Sound like 400 people on your one phone line.
You talking to me?
I don't know. Whoever this is, 1112164. Let me explain something to y'all. I got a caller ID, man. There's a switchboard. I'm looking. I see every single one of y'all numbers. I will put your number out there on blast so everybody in the world can either hear your shit or not hear your shit. You're calling into a radio show. This is not FM. This is not AM. This ain't XM radio. This is motherfucking blog talk.
Radio.
Smelly show. Smell so good. DJ Smell So Good from Tampa, Florida. Trey Foe, a.k.a. Mr. Motherfucking Ghetto. That's what I be, man.
This I ain't, apologize.
You ain't calling into no little motherfucking pussy-ass little white show, homie. This straight motherfucking thug shit up here, man. This
my
ain't
bad.
No cyber gangsting. I ain't doing no cyber gangsting and all that, homie. I ain't doing none of that. I'm just letting you know when you come up in here, homie. Hey, Goofy Bone, man, tell him where he at, man. San Jose, speak to these people, man.
Hey, what's up? This is Goofy Bone calling out of San Jose, California. That's Northern California, if you know what I mean. Representing DJ Smells So Good in that 813, if you know what I mean.
All right, nope. And, all right, New York City, speak to these people, please.
Everybody just shut the fuck up.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so I mean, dog, this ain't no local, this ain't no 813 radio station, this ain't no Alabama backyard radio station, this ain't no Georgia, this ain't no New York. This is one radio station that represents the motherfucking world. So when you're calling here, you're calling in talking to the world.
Call correct, man, you know what I mean?
I don't know what the hell. This spring break, why this motherfucking kids ain't got shit else to do but go around the goddamn internet and just trying to. I do prank calling, but it's some real shit. Like, I'm finna do this prank call, and we finna talk to somebody for real. I'm gonna call a whole nother goddamn radio station.
Call them, let me talk to them.
And we finna talk to their radio station, you know what I'm saying? Let's do some other real creative shit, man. You goddamn youth, man. Shit, find something creative to do on y'all spring break besides calling to my show, because, man, y'all gonna get the wrong one. I don't even play with kids like that. Straight up, I ain't got none, so fuck you. Go ride on your goddamn lunchboxes, you little bastards. Keep the fuck out of my damn show.
What so who disrespected you last night, man?
Nah, man. Hold on. E.D., what you were saying?
I just want to know where Goofy was at.
Oh, San Jose, Cali.
No, I mean, like, right now. Like, is he on the train or something?
No, I'm actually, I'm on the way to an interview. Somebody finally called my ass for a fucking job, so I gotta go check it out.
Now, damn, Goofy, you trying to work? Man, we street millionaires, man. It ain't no working. Can't work for the man.
I gotta get some extra cash so I could put out 4 CDs all at one time, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. You trying to do old goddamn Pliers move. Whatever, brother.
Like I said, we do everything ourselves, so. You know, we don't got no distributing fucking company or whatnot. We press our shit. We do everything ourselves. So, you know, with the money that I'm trying to get with this job, is I'm going to shoot that shit worldwide. You know what I mean? Here, I got cash. You shoot this shit wherever the fuck it needs to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Hey, 216. We got a 216. We got another damn caller. 216, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Okay, what to do, homie?
Chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Was trying to get the email so I could see, you know what I'm saying, some real gangster news. You know, I know this barnyard crash is coming out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you send it. You send it to me now. I get it on the show on the next half. I mean, I got an hour and a half. You send it to me now, and I have it up like probably 20 minutes.
For real? Okay.
Nigga, I'm a motherfucking DJ, dog. I ain't one of them old goddamn Joe Mama Johnson-ass niggas on the radio and shit telling you I'ma do one thing and do a motherfucking another. Thugs here, man. Send that good shit, man. As long as I'm real, ain't no backyard boogie bullshit. It's gonna get some airplay today, homie. What's your name,
man? That's what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? What's the email address?
It's smellybtr, SmellyBTR at live.com. I'm checking my shit like right now, and I upload the shit right here on the show. Some of y'all heard that every. Who that was? Did I hook?
One more time.
Okay.
One more time.
All right, smell it like smell with a Y. Smelly, BTR at live.com. SmellyBTR at live.com.
It's BTR at live.com, right?
Yeah. Where you calling from? What's 216?
You know what I'm saying? This is Ohio. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Big up. What part?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, big up Cleveland. I got people down there, Akron. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down. Akron, girl, what's up? Yeah, it's all down there. Yeah.
Much love to Cleveland from San Jose, California. You know what I mean, man?
Yeah, we keep it gangster down here, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what's your name,
Mr. MB.
Mr. MB, all right, so that's what I'm looking for, Mr. MB. All right, that's
what's up. I had to put you a friend request, you know what I'm saying, number one MB, you know what I'm saying, and once I get back to
So you own Blog Talk?
So it's going to be there in the next 15 minutes. I don't know how long your show is.
It's an hour and a half until I extend this motherfucker for another 2 hours. Goddamn it, it's 4 hours. Shit.
Okay.
I don't even play. See, so I need 4 hours just to get your ass on. You know what I'm saying? At least two of your checks spent comfortably and talk to you comfortably about, you know what I'm saying, what I'm pushing on the show. Not two gigs. Whoa. I just read something in the chat room. Let me tell you people something up in here, all right? I don't curse at nobody, and I ain't gonna call you no names. But the music that you about to hear is uncut, uncensored. It could say fuck your mama, dog, cat, uncle, sit on a nail and rotate, spin on it. I don't give a fuck what it say. It can be goddamn Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg gangster, or it can be as silly as motherfucking the Peter Pan song. It will get airplay on this show here. Please, anybody get offended, please. I'm giving you your parental guidance right now. This room is 25 and up.
Yeah, we just talking about fucking around. You don't mind us chopping it up, you know what I'm saying, so somebody come through, you know what I'm saying?
Are you on Blog Talk? Are you like a host fan, anything like that?
Yeah, I give me a little show, you know what I'm saying? But they'll be showing that love because, you know what I'm saying, when it's something hot, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to fall through to show their respect to the dime, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, but you ain't supposed to worry about that, man. The world is your motherfucking playground, homie.
Yeah.
Not your backyard. The world. Play with New York real quick. Eat it. Pull your things out. Put them on the phone, girl. Show them some love.
No.
Yeah, what's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? You can do the dime, you know what I'm saying? You can go check out my email on MySpace if that's what you like. I only got like two videos on there, though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm steady. I'm about to start my tour pretty soon. You know what I'm saying?
What's your MySpace? I'm going to drop it in the room for you.
Oh, yeah. Just go by the email because I don't know too much about that MySpace cut. You know what I'm saying? Miko Brown, that's MECOBROWN@yahoo.com.
All right, well, I'll wait for the email. When you hit me up with the email, I'm in it right now, so you hit me up, and I'll...
Yeah, I got you, you know what I'm saying? You gonna know what's up with all the latest shit I got going on, and I'm about to start this tour, you know what I'm saying? All around, probably coming down there one time, because you from the down south, right?
Yeah, this FLA, T-Town on the map, y'all already know.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to hit Uptown first. That's New York, you know what I'm saying? Columbus, Akron, you know what it is down there. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to work my way down to the Dirty Dirty, you know what I'm saying? And all that.
That's what's up. Who you got? You got a party in the background or something?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This my entourage, you know what I'm saying? They always talking all this stuff, you know.
Man, put the ass, you got a speakerphone, put the ass on speakerphone.
Oh, I got him, you know what I'm saying? Anybody want to say something, he said, what's up?
Hey, check this out, man. This your boy DJ Smell So Good, representing live from the Wrecking the Game radio show, you know what I'm saying? Only on Blog Talk Radio, the livest, most international show in the motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? This is 813 all the way to Ohio, all the way to California, all the way to New York, all the way to Iraq, all the way to Jamaica, and everywhere in between. Show.
All right.
So, y'all being represented, you know what I'm saying? Big us motherfucking Cleveland out there, Ohio. Big us the Akron people down there representing. You know what I'm saying? So, shouts out to y'all, man. Send me them tracks. Going down real big, man. Just let you know what I'm saying? Your boy smells so good. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. We do it real big right here for the indie artists only. With your ass get signed, homie, I'm going to stop fucking with you. That's how I do it, man. For real, man. Even my dog Goofy Bone, any of you sons of bitches get signed, I'm stopping fucking with you. This is home of the indie artist, man. My job is to make y'all motherfucking superstars. Once you get your superstar status, peace out.
Shit, I'm taking you with me. What you talking about?
Hell no, man. Because if you take me, then ain't going to be no real DJs out there looking out for real indie artists. All these old cornball DJ Khaled drama wannabe motherfuckers, man. Y'all get the middle finger.
Oh yeah, I feel that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real though. You know what I'm saying? I told them I ain't giving up a red cent. Fuck them niggas.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, any of y'all, let me tell y'all something, man. If you was an artist out there, you should not be paying no fuck-ass DJ in the club to be playing your shit. His ass is getting paid by the goddamn club. If he ain't getting paid enough by the club, then fuck it.
Shit, I punk DJs nowadays. Like, motherfucker, play my shit or you ain't walking out of here.
You know what? Well, don't do me like that, cause you gonna.
No,
kinda,
me and you got
these niggas
got
down
love.
Here think it's a game. They don't try to smell, cause I'm telling
you
now.
Come on,
I'm
you got love.
I'm unpatted when I come into the club. I don't get pat down, so I'm gonna tell you right now, I am loaded with a couple of arsenals for anybody who like to come up and pop that bullshit, because these ignorant motherfuckers down here actually do that. They will come up into the booth, get mad, pay a motherfucker $20 to get their shit played. And then the cornball-ass DJ turn around and don't play their shit. Now, true enough, that's the cornball-ass DJ for fucking it up for the rest of us.
He should never take the money.
Thank
you.
And then at the same time, go back and just get your cash back. Don't let that be your final motherfucking resting place. It's a million and one ways to get your record broken, dog. And not just off of one DJ, not off of one club. You feel me? And not even off of one area. Because they say your own area is, you ain't going to never blow in your own hometown. Because they feel like they know you.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
If you go anywhere else, come down here to Florida and see if they don't suck up that goddamn Ohio style, suck up the goddamn California style. But then our own shit that we've been pushing for years to each other, it's old. We done heard it. It ain't fresh.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know what I'm saying? Cause I got a couple shout out a couple times with some artists down south. Couple of them from New York, you know what I'm saying? But I'm, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's really, like, where it all began. So it's kind of like, yeah, you got to move out of different cities, and you know what I'm saying? That's what rap is all about. That's what the chain represents, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You graduated, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the chain's supposed to mean. Your chain's supposed to mean a lot. I mean, a lot of people in the game, they ain't got shit to talk about. They chain and shit, because they just talking about how I look and shit, cause it, and how much it costs, but, like, change for the mean something, like, you know what I'm saying, for the represent your struggle as an artist.
Well, I mean, man, what, so you, are you, hold on, 646, you live, what it do?
What it do, boo, we live Harlem.
Oh, okay, there we go, we got the latest, we got the latest up in the building, you know what I'm saying, big up to Harlem, New York, Long Island, New York, you know what I'm saying, we got the New York twins and the triplets, goddammit.
Much love to Harlem.
Huh? That's right,
Harlem. Much love to Harlem.
That's right. What's good?
Yes. So when should I go record my LP in New York?
What'd you say?
When should I go finish this LP off in New York?
We should go to do your LP in New York or drop it off?
Yeah. I'm coming through to rock the city. I ain't just coming to drop nothing off. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So number one, you gotta come in Harlem, Apollo. You can make it to Apollo. You can make it anywhere.
Oh, for real?
Shit, man, I ain't trying to send an Apollo audience, goddammit. Them motherfuckers go cut those shit. Nigga, your shoes is dirty, nigga. Boo, nigga, boo. Get your ass out of here with them old ass shoes on, nigga. Boo. Shit. Y'all motherfuckers booing hairdos in the audience and shit. Boo, bitch. Boo, bitch. Your hair too tall, bitch. Boo. Get
DJ Smells.
Shit.
Can you please pay at least the attention? Because she's trying to talk to you guys, and y'all talking over her.
Man, listen here. This is only the Strong Survive Radio. Shit.
Talk up, Elise, girl. Talk up.
Minute. There you go.
I don't have anything to say anymore.
Oh, shit. That damn Minnie Mouse. Shit, girl. Bet you have something to play if I play this motherfucking lights and shit.
Oh,
yeah, to understand.
Play it.
I ain't playing shit. You ain't got your friends on the line, do you? Well, then, nope. They ain't getting no play. Let me tell y'all something, artists. If y'all don't start having friends, I mean fans, to call up in here and request y'all music, man, you going to find your music not in rotation. It's very important,
it
man.
Makes
it's
a lot of sense.
Very important. You have there's no point in me sitting there putting your shit on my radio station every single day for you just to listen to it. You know how your shit sounds. You know your shit's fresh. You need to show the motivation to have at least one or two people. Goddamn Goofy Bone got his whole fucking record label plus Studio call in. So that's his fan. She called in. You know what I'm saying? She requested some shit. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, T. Collins, you know what I'm saying? He came on the show one time. The next day, he had a dude, somebody call up and requesting his music. I mean, that should make you feel good as an artist. You know what I'm saying? That people are actually calling in on an off source because this ain't your mainstream radio. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I got a phone number. Yeah, they can still call in the same. They can still, but it's, you know.
It take a little bit more effort to get to it.
It's more effort, especially when you log on. You come online and actually be a part of the chat room and the whole atmosphere.
Did you know now you can listen to it on your iPods and BlackBerry phones? That's what's up now.
Ed, don't you have me logged on your Sunberry or some shit like that?
You can listen to it on your iPod.
Yes, your iPod.
I mean your iPhone.
You have an iPhone and you got the iPod Touch. So either one of those, you can get the Blog Talk Station because I had a couple of people log into my show while they was at work to listen in. So that's definitely a plus.
Oh, Ed, what phone you got? What kind of phone you got?
A BlackBerry Curve.
Yeah, so I mean, so you can do the same thing, log on and all that off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
That shit just too small for me, man.
I can't log on to my iPhone. Fuck. You must have big fingers.
Yeah, well, I got big working man hands. I ain't got no little ass fingers, man. I'm a real nigga with real hands. All them old niggas with smooth hands and shit, you niggas ain't putting in no work. If your hands ain't rough as a man, you ain't putting your motherfucking work in. You a damn receptionist or some shit. Always been in the
Well, office. I don't want no rough hand man to rub on my booty, so
man,
I need a little bit of softness.
Well, hey, I had to put some lotion and some gloves on them before I fuck with you then, because a nigga puts in his work, baby. I puts in my work. What would you rather have, a smooth-handed man, a nigga that can get out there, put you up a shed in the back, fix your car, come
yes,
inside,
I like that.
Lay the carpet down,
right.
And
yeah.
Still turn around and have just enough smoothness to his hands to smack across your ass without giving you a paper cut?
I like that. That sounds good.
All right, well,
yeah,
shit,
do, right?
Girl, that's what I'm describing. I ain't say incredible
okay.
Hawk hands and shit, you know.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because, you know, some guys don't take care of their nails and cuticles and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they don't believe in that. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing about me, because a woman when I was 16 told me about that. Big ups to Lisa out there, you know what I'm saying, an old school friend of mine. She looked at my nails one time, and she said, for the rest of your life, this is what a woman is going to do, and this is what a woman is going to judge you by. Always keep your nails clean. If you don't keep nothing else clean, you keep your
nails
clean.
I learned that.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, I damn near every female around, shit me, I turn around and look at their motherfucking nails, because if your nails is nasty, I ain't fucking with you. That was just a point that I needed to be looking out for. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Big up to Lisa for putting you on.
Yeah, you gonna have another show?
Oh, goddamn. We got another person. Hold on. Shit.
What's going
man,
on?
I ain't blowing up. 408, who this is? Not you, Goofy. It's another 408.
What'd he do?
That's in disguise.
Calling from San Jose, California, headquarters. Woo-hoo. My bedroom.
Hell nah. It's a headquarters.
That's so good.
What it do, homie?
Hey,
who, what, huh?
You gonna have another show on today?
Yeah, after this, you know I'll be putting in 4 hours, man. I ain't got shit else to do.
All right, I gotta go to this interview, try to make some extra scrilla.
Well, it's real, man. You get the interview, dog. You owe me $5, man. Just for the motivation hookup. I motivated you to get to your goddamn interview, homie.
I did.
Shouts out.
Much love, everybody. Ohio, Staten Island, Tampa, Brooklyn, everywhere. We all much love from Cali.
Hi.
Hey, check me out at 2:30. Well, I'll walkie-talkie and shit about 2:30 around when the next show starts.
Back
door. Yeah, that shit there tripped me out. Big ups Boost Mobile for the walkie-talkie feature, because me and Goofy, boy, that's just some fucking amazing shit to us, you know what I'm saying? Cause we like damn kids with this shit. Blah, blah, blah. Goofy, what you doing? Blah, blah. Nothing. Blah, blah. Okay. Blah, blah. That's the conversation every day. Shit, we ain't got a motherfucking thing to talk about. Like, shit, fuck it. We got the feature, though. You know what I'm saying? Score that.
Why not use it, right? Why not use it?
Hey, ladies, what's up with the music? Did y'all send me some music?
No, I didn't send no music.
You ain't got nobody like that that's begging to be pushed, like looking for airplay and all that?
What?
To send y'all music?
Not like, at the moment. Go ahead, Lee. Sorry.
Lights. He knows what I'm talking about.
What?
You know, lights, you know. Drive my soul.
Hell no, woman. What my shit at? Hold on. Got something for you. Got something for you. No, wait, you just hold on 1 second.
Oh, so good.
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't. But do you get your eyebrows waxed?
Y'all excuse me while I hang up on this caller right here. Ma'am, you are talking to an African American, 31-year-old black male from the streets. I don't even know what the fuck a wax is. What the fuck is a wax? What is a wax? What is a tan? What is a tan? Do I get tanned?
You can.
Yeah, imagine me. Y'all trying to borrow my motherfucking darkness, and I got plenty of it. Shit, I got plenty of it. Shit. And might need some melanin. You know what I'm saying? I got melanin transfers on $10 a pop. You know what I'm saying? Get some blackness off in you.
Michael
and
Jackson need to talk to you about that.
Man, Mike, ain't no help for Mike no more, man. Mike just... Mike is now one of them, the space people. That motherfucker look like a straight alien and shit. Like,
he had some type of trauma as a childhood.
I'm dying over here.
Oh, my bad. I couldn't laugh that hard, so I had to let somebody laugh for me. Yeah,
make
no.
It do what it do.
Yeah, it go down. What time you going to the beach? Who all going to the beach? Hey, big ups, Miss Derek, everybody off in the chat room, man. Big ups, y'all. We finna get y'all to a cuts real quick so we can relax. If anybody didn't know, I'm going to catch y'all up for one brief second, man. Listen. And this is the whole thing of it. We had some disrespect on the show. We put the BTR community foot down on the show. The shit was reconciled. You know what I'm saying? By the end of the show, some shit still kept going on, even after that, though, by somebody who just got out of touch with their intelligence, and then turned around and we had an excellent show at the end of the night. We was forced to have Sweet D Love just last night. Miss Angie and Whisper put together a special damn near sexually explicit show, because shit, it was going down. I was selling wet naps. I'm like a rich man right now for selling cyber wet naps and shit, because it was going down on the show. You know what I'm saying? So big ups all the ladies last night, you know what I'm saying, for having the calm down session from all the ruckus of one person who even came on the show and tried to crank it back up until he got his punk ass put on mute. Now that's madness, man. Madness, but misery loves company, and it's gonna follow your ass around every fucking way you go. I don't give a damn what chat room you in, cause that some bitch didn't know where the fuck we was at. We just popped up a goddamn show. So how in the hell you knew that the show was even on? Anyone he's supposed to be on? And you show up there. Hell nah. Big ups to Sweet D Love for having that mute control. You know what I'm saying? Holding that mute control down, real big, man. Yeah. I'm finna represent for the ladies one time. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Boston out there. Y'all already know. This is how your boy do it. God damn. Like a million motherfuckers calling in and shit.
Oh, wait. Though it's so popular, man.
Who is it? Triple One. All y'all, this whole. I ain't finna call none of y'all back anyways. All y'all calling in with these 111 calls.
Those are private numbers.
No, because ED blocked her number because she don't want nobody to see her number. And then this fifth caller, who was the fifth caller?
It's me, because I have a new
me?
I'm using a better phone.
So now you got yourself on two different phones. What, you got them both to your ear?
No, the other one is over on the other side of the room. You can hear me better, right? You can hear me better?
Okay, so why are you occupying this line then? Oh, you just want to make sure?
Yeah, can you hear me better than the other one?
Yes, I can hear you more bothersome than the other one. Yes, I can.
You're a hater. That's all you are.
I am not a hater. I just don't like you.
Yeah. Hater.
That's my life.
I know I'm bullshit. Y'all know I'm bullshit. I love everybody to call this phone, man. Not in the motherfucking gateway. Because all y'all ladies, you can find out how bisexual I am. I go between both you and your girlfriend. Do you want me to hang up your other line, woman?
No.
Cause why?
You're holding up his lines. What you talking about?
I'm saying nobody can't see this switchboard, but me ain't like this making me look popular and shit. What
hang it up.
Dead lines and shit. She just want to be Debo. Like she playing two characters. She going to run back to the other phone.
Yeah, she going to be somebody else.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, my name is Ingrid. Oh, that's supposed to be your other friend, because I told you had to have two friends call into the show to hear that one song.
I would not even go to do that.
She got to run to the other phone. Hey, I'm supposed to be calling in for ED. I want to hear that soul drive me. That motherfucker is driving me, my soul. Goddamn, get the song right. Shit.
Friends, that song was hard.
It was what?
It was hard. My favorite.
He loved it.
Oh, well, then it gets ran back for Goofy Bone then, goddammit. Oh,
hell no, nah, I didn't like
sky?
That.
What, in the sky like that?
Yeah, it was in the sky. I added it to my favorites on my iPod, man. You should see when I'm working out.
All right, well, let me let y'all know what he's working out to then. Shit.
Yeah, you can question it.
This is what he's working out.
Yeah.
You will
this
only
is a workout
get
song.
30 seconds of this bull.
That song is terrible. Just turn it off right now.
Well, this is Whacked Out Wednesday, so this is an appropriate song. It's whack.
It's
whack. It's whacked
out. What song
out.
It is again?
Go forward with In the Sky.
I'm gonna drive my soul.
The chick called Light, and the song is called Drive My Soul.
It's all damn day. Rapping on his phone song from this.
Well,
alright, smells so good. I'm not gonna commit suicide, so turn that off, alright?
Yeah, cause this shit here is like after depressing, like damn.
It's like when you're ready to kill yourself.
I'm saying, put this on. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Well, hold on, I got a song for you. This shit on. You know what I'd rather hear?
This song.
I wanna be a Navy SEAL. I'm Army myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm ex-Army, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to all my soldiers out there holding it down, you know what I'm saying? For the Uncle Spam United States of America, you know. Alright, cut that shit off. I got another song for New York, though.
Go ahead. What you got?
Big ups to MC Light. You call MC Light in action on them ones and twos? You know
who
she
MC Light?
What?
I know who MC Light is.
Oh, hell
you,
no.
You big enough, MC Light?
Hell no, motherfucking no. I know you just
hell no. Let me get
it.
You
just
say you big enough, MC Light?
Fuck no, man. What'd you just say? Did you just curse at me 400 times?
I was asking you, was you bigging up MC Light?
I asked you first, did you catch one of her shows?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh,
is she?
I thought you was like, you ain't no MC Light. Who the hell don't know Georgia Pudding Pie kiss the girls and make them cry?
Oh, hell no.
And she was like, she bigging up Brooklyn and all this. What? You know she got an album out too, right? She got an album in the stores called
right
Almost
now.
September.
Oh,
God,
cool.
Damn, I got a 6 line. Boy, this shit is blowing up today. Thank you, Lord, for all these crazy ass callers, boy. It's going down.
It's so crazy.
Down.
Who?
Hmm?
Hello?
Hello?
6 caller. Who's this? Studie?
Yes.
Studie
in the house.
There's a fucking 4-way takeover off in this mug, boy. Shit, Callie, y'all's representing. Shit, Callie. I was actually finna play the Brooklyn song, but it's more Callie on the line than it is Brooklyn, so I gotta play it in the reverse order. We gonna play Callie first, and we gonna play Brooklyn. How about that?
The best of
yeah.
Which are we? Okay, we got a couple of choices.
It's all the same. We all love.
Yeah, y'all want to get high. Y'all want to get sexual. Y'all want to know what's up. Or y'all just don't want. Y'all just don't want no intro. Hey, virgin, you shut your mouth.
What's up?
What's going down? Man, listen here, homie. Ask a fan what they want to hear, not you.
Well, here, let me call in on my other phone and I'll fucking...
Oh, shit. Pulling a goddamn ED and shit.
Around the corner.
All right, we're going to play What's Up, What's Up. Oh, fuck that. Studie, what you want to hear?
Sorry, Michael. Some Stray Look Records, that's for damn sure.
You ain't got no real favorites, like, you know what I'm saying, stacking it to the ceiling.
Favorite.
Who?
Sexual.
Oh, that's your favorite? All right, well, I guess we got to get sexual, ladies. Before we get sexual, I got to tell you something.
I'm gay.
Y'all remember that song, Why Can't We Be Friends? Oh.
That's my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Yes. Come again.
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. Sound like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Real big right here, Reggae the Game Radio, man. We're finna get him a dog. Goofy Bowl, Straight Look Records. Big ups to the whole Cali, NY, Ohio. Every motherfucking body, man. What's happening?
What's good?
I'm going now.
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you'd be through. Lying in the bed, just pull a scene. Had you thinking that this was a dream. Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just want to get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to look it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown. While riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She wants to get the last of her moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell. To make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got it so good. Making her fall in love with the hood. Adding her number to my phone. Hitting her up when I'm home alone. Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things. Freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl. Drop them draws. The night is young. You won't. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Damn, look how she moves. Move. Body of a goddess, what a dude. All I want to do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual.
Sexual.
Different location every night.
Every night.
Any position that you like.
That you like.
Rough, soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass.
Slapping your
doing
ass.
The things that you want to do. All you got to do is get that
through.
Girl, I'm the truth. Your man's so fake.
Fake.
If you blink his eyes, you're the one I'ma take.
Take.
Call me George, I'll call you James. My jungle, ride my fame.
Me
and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more game.
Game.
Please you, please you, show you what it
show
is
what it
I
is.
Don't give a damn if you got kids.
You got
leave them with your man cause you make plans. To come with me to a different land,
different land.
Baby, let's get sexual.
Sexual.
Make your dreams reality.
Reality.
Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all.
Bearing
don't
all.
Be scared, girl, drop them draws.
Them
the night is young, but you do what you want. Let's get together and have a
have a ball.
Sex ain't none to me. If you're a bitch, I fuck off your fleas. That ain't none but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming in so you can get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. This bone is touching her spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It's just my power from the hood. To make sure your handle's good. I'll never leave you in disgrace, and I put that on the angels that guard my face. I'm just a one-night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one? Baby, let's get sexual.
Sexual.
Make your dreams reality.
Reality.
Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me, I want to see you bearing all.
Bearing
don't
all.
Be scared, girl, drop them draws.
Them
the night draws. Is young, but you do what you want.
Roll.
Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Ay, papi, eres lo mejor en mi vida. Ay, papi, Dios te ha bendecido con una gran pasión.
Ay, papi,
que me hace explotar en cada de mí.
Ay, papi,
¿por qué no me haces una mujer por ahora? Ay,
baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me, I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about a little spot in a little place on the map. Yeah. Where I'm from. Mm-hmm. To the day I die, my heart rests there.
I don't want you waking up surprising anybody.
Brooklyn raised me.
I hold it,
come on. Brooklyn raised a merry Jamaica. A little Trinidad, a little Haitian, a little VI, a little Bay. From them parts near Rutland Sea, where's nothing but fun to leave playing. Shine the red light deep in the basement. Easy wider, grind the tiger. Hit my waist and just wind up, wind up. Weakness in my knees for them guys. Been screaming roughneck since 92.
Roughneck.
Reel up, come now, rewind. In one posse, settle your mind. One named Pepper,
yeah.
Mace and Jenny.
Yeah.
One from guns and machete. Murder them,
yeah.
Murder them. Another bad boy posse, come on, murder them.
Brooklyn!
Yeah.
Flatbush!
Ting. I flip styles on them, whip styles on them. Shift get quick then spit styles on them. Chameleon, they rave when they see me on. BET whenever they TV on. In BK, we slay anything that moves. SJ, Foxy, MOP, dude. Buckshot, special ed, chub rock to the head, nonstop. Number three, new lots. Wicked from the belly of Brownsville. Come for the half, you know the half, nigga, you bet shit. Blood spills on sidewalk when you side talking. Nigga, get talking quick. Sick dudes with attitudes, wait for you to slip, get slick and slit your throat, then split.
Brooklyn!
Utica Avenue! Get no iller.
Don't we
bring it. Niggas need painkillers. Don't come round here if you can't stand the pressure. BK is pressure. Better have your boy come catch ya. When you drop down, ring lick shots and the Grim Reaper sings them things that hurt. Have him in the dirt less than a week. Have you saying just saw him last
week? Saw him last week.
Are you
Brooklyn? Are you ready?
Yes. Brooklyn, are you ready?
Motherfucking get somebody on the line. All right, fuck it. I'll ask you to do a prank call real quick. I wouldn't necessarily call it a prank call, but I was going to call in and call to 93WBLX. was an Alabama radio station over there in Alabama, you know what I'm saying? And going to get real big ups, you know what I'm saying? I think I done found the key to what we need to be doing with these radio stations. These online radio stations need to be calling these regular radios. Well, fuck a regular. I don't know. These syndicated radio stations. And be like, hey, man, have you heard of this artist, that artist, that artist, this artist? Well, you need to get them on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Some real Debo. Some real Debo takeover. Now, it's by
guerrilla
any
style.
Means necessary. It's any means necessary. So, big up to New York. Yeah, man, hanging out up in hell, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big California off in this piece. Who is that? 106.1. Who the hell is that?
I sneezed.
Who?
I sneezed.
W by. What's the number? What's the phone number, Eve?
It's Long Island's best station.
I asked you all that. I said what the phone number is.
Give me a second. I'm looking.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Checking the Palm Pilot.
Here we go. Yo. Here we go. Yo. What's up scenario?
You know, a little bit of theme music actually looking.
Oh, okay. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, I tell you what, I'm a rep for the ladies one time, man. Let me rep for the ladies. I told y'all I'm going to rep for the ladies. I'm going to let y'all listen to my artist, this Miss Jai New. You know what I'm saying? Representing big, FLA for the ladies, the hottest female rap artist in the South. Yeah, you know, heard it out of my mouth.
I got it.
Thank you. Hold on.
Oh.
813, call. I see you there, homie. You got to give me 1 second, man. We got Miss Jai New live right here, Reckoning Game Radio. But don't hang up, because I'll call you back, damn it. I see your number.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Y'all already know, man. Crazy as motherfucker. 813, what the hell it doing?
Yeah, yeah. DJ smells so good. This your boy Fabe, and I'm trying to get that there play. Can you feel my pain?
Call it in. Call it in like 30 days later and shit. Big ups to my youth out there, man. All of my youths out there doing the rap thing, man. Yeah, big up you to you.
Play my song, okay?
This is Prince Fave, y'all, calling in very rudely on my radio station, talking about some motherfucking play a song. Introduce your goddamn self. Introduce everything about you, what you're doing, your current projects, email, spam mail, spy mail, whatever the hell info you got.
Hey, what it do, man? This your boy Prince Fade calling out at 813-363-8608. You can hit me up at dfabian28@yahoo.com or princefabian@yahoo.com and check out my songs. It's by Sam, but I'm going to have Tia and No Kids, but check this out. He finna play my song, Can't You Feel My Pain, I Wanna Know Can You, and listen to it. It's good music.
That's the other thing. Okay, don't never hand out a CD with just tracks on it. Because I don't know what track is what. I mean, I listen to it, but I don't know what songs is what. It sounds like you did freestyles, except for, like, I think the last track, I think it was like 6 tracks on that little CD you gave me. So what track off of that CD am I supposed
it's
to be
It's my
like
original. It's number 5. It's Can You Feel My Pain.
Number 5.
My own beat, Everything Paid For.
All right, that's what's up. Well, you got the whole long. Let me dig it up. I'm going to sit here and get into another quick song. I got my dog Prince Fade coming up. Ladies, y'all hold on. Y'all want to call in and talk to him. It's 347-237-5125 is the calling number. Online, we got New York, Cali in the building. Straight Load Records. Professor E.D. representing Long Island, San Jose, off in the building. What's happening?
Long Island.
How we doing, man?
Hey, Studebaker still on the line?
No, is she in the chat room? I think she went back in the chat room. Yeah, she ain't even in the motherfucking chat room.
Tell the studio and in the sky, where are they at? And Bruce.
Hell no, nah. Did you hear that weird noise that is Goofy Bones' car telling him Popo was around him?
Sorry, man. Fucker, that's a lifesaver. That fucking scanner that I got. Shit, man, it tells you they 5 blocks down the street. It'll tell you they 5 blocks down the street.
Damn. Yeah, nigga need some shit like that around here.
Shit, this is a pretty penny, I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Oh, well, that's probably why. I got to find my homeboy, Prince Fave.
Hey, what's
real
up?
Quick.
What do,
yeah.
Man?
Prince Fade, man, let me you in contact with my homeboy from Straight Load Records down in California, you know what I'm saying? Big up San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? You won't be talking to none of your local homies on this show unless they call in and then I ain't even know. And see when I said that, here come another 813 call. Now I ain't never had 2 813 calls on this show.
You know why? Cause they trying to hear me smell good.
Hey, whoever that is, turn your speakers down. Nah, you ain't even got to worry about it. Putting your ass back on mute. God damn. Turn your speakers down. Whoever just called in, you got to turn your speakers down, though, because it give a lot of feedback. It give a bad-ass echo.
Hey, you already know what it is. They trying to hear me get played because what it
that,
is.
That's real, over. Man, because if you get played, they know shit. I know a nigga going to play me.
You
shit.
Feel me?
And but y'all might not be as hot as Prince Fade. I've been working with Prince Fade for like what, about 2 years now, Prince?
About two years. I come straight from the dome anytime, anywhere, like now or whenever, that live. And I'm coming for anything. Live.
He do it now, my dog do it. Hold on, let me try to click 813 back in. 813, you just gotta turn your speaker down. You hold on. Alan, click on and off. Let's see. 813, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah.
What's up, smell good?
Hold on, I'm trying to get the voice down, goddammit. Goof ass nigga in the purple truck.
Goddamn nigga, you got it.
Francis just <Jasmine. laughs> said. Hey, but this is
we told you we gonna get it popping for you, homie.
This is what time it is, man. But this is all I'm just saying to all the artists, because you got my dog's Goofy Bonus on the line. He an artist out of San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. What's
so,
up, with you, homie?
All y'all artists, and including now, it's just not y'all on the phone. We got people all off in the chat room. Got New York is in the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
we got
out,
New York
shout
on
out.
The phone. I mean, dog, y'all, we got people from, like, everywhere. No one really
hey, smell good. I got what's a question. Up? Man, I want to know, because, like, I just, you know, I love coming straight from my dome. When, like, when you're finding my stuff, can I get them something? Or what, man?
Hey, callers, do y'all want to hear this man kick y'all some bars? Live, right here on the... Hey, you shut your mouth,
man.
Soldier.
You shut your mouth.
You're not rapping. You shut your mouth, soldier.
Okay, thanks.
This supposed to be my up and coming freestylist, y'all, Professor ED. But she's been having some kind of block. I don't know. She's blocking herself. Unblock yourself.
She's scared. That's why. She's scared.
Take
she's
a colon
scared.
Clean.
She haven't spit anything.
Hey, and I'm going to spit anything, too. You know what I'm saying? Just like that, no beat. It comes right, straight
go ahead,
from my head. Hey, here it goes, smell good. It comes straight from my head like the tip of the pistol. Why they keep selling out? You know I had missiles? Won't miss you when it hits you in your leg, make your chin fall. Home really like the other side, and I ball just like the ball head when I shoot for eight. What you talking about? And my Chevy really favorite grape. Home really care about the rest. I've been to bed. So when they shot me in my head, people thought I'm dead. But I came right from the dead with two pistols. Got six clips aiming at y'all niggas. Everybody want to be the best rapper. But in my hood, I'm trying to be the best trapper. Huh. You want to be the best capper? Well, go and get the Wayne's when my niggas steady aim, man. I'm busting at your brains when you hold with my Chevy. I like to say Chevy, the inside jelly. While we talk about cars, not the 305, but shout out to Manhattan. Them niggas steady stacking. When it comes to the brush, yeah, they stay with the punk. Everybody know it, 813, that's where I be. Concrete harder than a nigga with a forehead. Not that nigga out, yeah, he leaking out his forehead. And I got bread, then had money, but I'm in my Air Maxes and I never was a dummy.
Yeah. Much love from Cali, man. That's some
Prince
shit.
Fade.
That's Prince Fade, ladies and gentlemen, on the freestyle.
Much love to Prince.
Going
yeah,
read
the song, DJ.
Nigga, hold the hell on, mother flipper. Got your shit loaded up, homie. It's the only goddamn radio station you can call in and actually hear your shit. On the goddamn radio like now and shit. Everybody else be like, man, I'll try to work it into my rotation, dude, and get you some spins. And fuck that. Put this shit on, man. When I get it uploaded, goddamn it, it's going to get played.
Yeah.
Oh, play some shit. Matter of fact, hold on, man. I got the song. I got to upload it real quick. You know what I'm saying? We finna come back. What the name of the song is again?
Can You Feel My Pain?
Yeah, my pain. All right. Well, I got to get into one of my shits, man, because that's what's up. This is motherfucking Goofy Bone, Bruce, LBX, you know what I'm saying, representing out of San Jose, California, you know what I'm saying? This is a hit called What's Up? What's Up? You already know right here, man. It's Regular Game Radio. Big ups to all my 813 people in the building. New York, California. Oh, man, all the way around the world, man. Big ups to all y'all out there, man. Check this shit out. We're coming back. Prince Fade.
Knowing how I do it, yeah. it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town, yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks in my hood, straight to the room, yeah. You know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chilling, all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Trick Daddy artist on Don't Write a Record, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas out doing my thing. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit squash, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole it and slit your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch for the gray organ? You don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison. Beat my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Got a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. Nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas out doing my sale. I cheat, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas out doing my sale. I cheat, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who'll fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in the groove. With all them niggas round here.
Right here live, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Hood.
Reppin' big ups, Trey Foe, man. You already know it. You know what I'm saying? Straight from the hood, 813 was all good. Tampa Bay is always on the map like a motherfucking strap to your back. You know what I'm saying? That's how I react. Let me get my peoples back on the line up in there. It's going down real big. Yes, you cannot.
In the sky for a week.
Man, what the hell ever? Hey, all this old cyber love shit on the side, I charge, goddammit.
Leave us alone. We just talking.
I don't want to give a fuck. All this pink and all this goddamn purple and all these old fucking fruity colors in the chat room and shit. Hey, people, I charge for motherfucking love connection, all right?
Man, that's so good. It's your boy, Faye. Where you at, man?
Goddammit, I got to straighten some people out, man, using my motherfucking show is. Goddamn Bob Newhart and
hey,
shit.
Hey,
Pete, what?
Hello?
What happened? You was just hitting who up? Nigga, you ain't got no women's nipple. Man, like you pimping or something. You ain't pimping. You got a damn song yet. Oh, shit.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. All
right, let's see, y'all.
Smells so good. Let them know. Can they feel me?
Hold on, man. I'm trying to find a damn track. Where's the fucking track go? Right, Speed, where you at? Where you at? Okay, hold on. What happened? You already uploaded this file. Oh, shit. All right, let's see what the fuck happened. All right, technical difficulty. Damn, man, I got to do some changes with this shit here. All right, hold on, man.
Come on, mute.
Hey, in the meantime, between time, my boy not a mute. He just got too many things in his hand and too much money on his mind and grams in his pocket. So while they stop it, just watch this. Take your eyes out and put them in your hand so you can't see me cry but hear my pain because I wait for the play.
Oh, I thought that was a goddamn riddle or something. Nigga, I'm trying to figure out the fucking riddle. Nigga done kicked the goddamn Blues Clues riddle and shit. What the fuck you talking about? Nigga? My eye. How the hell did I pop my eye down and put it in my hand?
I told you what
the fuck am I looking at? You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. No, I had to name the track real quick, Fave. I got you, though.
Yeah.
What purple truck back there doing, man?
Purple truck, where you at, bro?
Back there talking to nobody and shit. Stop talking to yourself, boy. I told you about that.
Purple truck, where you at, bro?
Nigga got a cell phone that he got a cell phone, only called to his mama and shit, talking about he talking to Cheryl and shit. Girl, you
give
you
me
a
call.
Can
I make a shout-out?
Yeah, make a shout-out, Charlie. Shout-out real quick. Hold on, Smell. Let it go. There you go, baby.
Shout-out.
Hold up. Nigga, y'all ain't running. Man, let me show y'all what you sons of bitches is running, man. Let me show y'all what you sons of bitches what you running on this show here. Huh? Did y'all hear that? You know what? Now, shot that out, goddammit. Shot that the fuck out. How about that? Now, all y'all sound shot out. Now. Damn it. Ain't no takeover on this motherfucker here. This is Wrecking the Game radio, goddammit. I'm Wrecking the Game. Smelly shit. You smelling shit up in here. That's me. Stinking, because I'm the shit. Thank you. Goddammit. Trying to break some damn indie artist. Indie artists want to get shot out from shit. Goddamn fucking, sweet nothings being said all in the chat room. I don't know what the hell going on today. This must be real wacky Wednesday, boy. We got love connections and everything going over here. Niggas calling my phone, taking my show over and shit. Like I ain't from the hood or something. Hey, think I'm from, I don't even know where y'all think I'm from. Man, I'm from Tampa, homie. Tampa, Florida. Yeah, I know. I know y'all talking. You sitting there talking to yourself like, damn, I don't hear myself. Yeah, I know. That's that real pimp shit right there. You feel me? That's the real pimping shit right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I'm that real pimping shit, man. Matter of fact, let me tell you some bitches something, man. Let me play some shit for y'all, some of the bitches. Because this is what's going to motherfucking happen up here, goddammit. This is what's going to happen on my motherfucking show. Shit. Swacked out wins this goddammit. Prince Fade coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. 813. Shot that out.
In a little tent. And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming. But I know a change gonna come
Being unmuted until after the song is over. Don't want to hear none of your freaking songs. Is there anything wrong with selling your body? A change's gonna come.
It's gonna come.
Yeah, that was me. That wasn't Seal just then. No, that was actually me. No. Big up Seal, a change is going to come. Big up Sam Cooke on that original version, man, for that inspirational, you know what I'm saying, doodad song. Hey, hey, turn down your radio there, brother. Turn down your radio, brother. Turn down your radio, sir.
All right. I got you.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. All right. We finna get off on this thing, man. First off, NYC, please send your shout-outs now. Your line is open.
Hey, you. Well, go on, do your thing, Soda.
You got 2 seconds. Five.
In the Sky 420.
That's it?
Yeah, there's nobody else.
What the hell kind of shit is that? You don't shout out the goddamn show. Fucking
Hey, I'm going to get mine then. Here go my shout out right here. Hey, I get mine real quick. Smell good.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to get into the song.
Hey, here you go right here. Shout out first guy, know what I mean? Then shout out my god, Mama Ken, you know what I'm saying, Vito, Nashana, Brush, Sis, Brush, Mike, everybody, the 32nd, you already know I'm here and I'm there. But I like your eyes ain't open because you're going, hey, girl, close your mouth and listen. But anyways, it's like this right here. You gonna listen. Yeah, that's me, 32nd all the way. But I'm at your mama house.
Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. I got to introduce y'all to somebody real quick. Finest motherfucker on BTR right here.
Boy,
you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't get your Peters all in a bunch, all right?
Cause I take that knot out of it for you.
What's up, girl?
What's up, baby?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Hold on.
Yeah.
Man. I got to put these two hard heads on hold because they've been losing their goddamn minds in a second.
Don't do it like that.
Miss Shiro, man, what's up, baby? We got in my cricket letter, cricket letters in the building, y'all.
That's right, Mississippi, baby.
Y'all ready? No, hold on, my dog Goofy Bone calling back in. I bet you. Watch this shit. Watch this shit now. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. Goofy. Goof.
What's good?
Was you or was you not sitting in your interview thinking about this motherfucking show?
Man, this is the first thing. I just got in the car right now.
That's telling love right there. That's not my dog all the way from California, you know what I'm saying? Showing much love, man. That's what it is.
Hey, Goofy Bone.
Everybody hung up.
Hey, don't forget Fabe on here. Real talk, man.
Who?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Fabe, man.
Let me introduce all the people that's on the lines that's up in here. I got 813, you know what I'm saying? One of my local heroes right here, Prince Fabe, you know what I'm saying, on the line with another one of my 813 gangsters, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. I got Professor E.D. straight out of Long Island, you know what I'm saying, up in here. And then, of course, you already heard the Bone, Goofy Bone.
Yes.
All right.
That was very challenging.
Not so good.
So, everybody, this sexy voice that y'all hear is the 6'2" poet.
That's right.
Thinking that mom's apple pie tasted too, goddammit. Ow. and she represents MI Cricket Letter to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? Big up 601, whole Mississippi out there, you know what I'm saying? All my poets, spoken word peoples. Okay, what's up, girl? You got to tell me something real quick because I got to get into my dog Prince Fabe, you know what I'm saying? Got to get into one of his songs, girl.
Songs. You know, I had wrote something. I just wanted to read it for you.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out, Prince. You in a rush?
Hey, I'm gonna laugh. Who in the right?
Hey, goddammit. We finna get your goddamn song on, homie. Yeah,
all right.
No too much favoritism going on. Yeah, you know, I love her. You know what I'm saying? Hey, love her like a play cousin. But, hey.
I love you, Miss Shaw.
I'm here, baby.
You know what I'm saying? She's a faithful fan. You know what I'm saying? Go down. We're gonna play my dog. This is my homeboy, Slim Fade. Introduce your song real quick.
Can You Feel My Pain?
And what's the motivation behind the song?
It's like, basically, I don't know. Music is my life, you know what I'm saying? I go through a lot of things, and for the things that I did, don't judge me. Just listen to why I did it, you feel me?
And thank the Lord that you made it through it, you know what I'm saying, to see this day.
Amen.
Going down real big, man. Going down real big. Finna get into my dog, Prince Fabe, you know what I'm saying, representing. Y'all already know how to do. Wrecking the Game Radio. Get into it.
Crew, all right? You ready for it? Check that.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Everybody on mute. Don't feel bad putting you on mute. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't need nobody interrupting the music. Never be. Don't worry, I'm silencing all this shit. All y'all heard. Peace out.
Wake up early in the morning like my boy Tupac did. As I realized, got me thinking I'ma die. Everybody wanna cry when I leave, but when I was here, they done seem pleased. And I hear crying in the morning, it's okay because I'm here. I open up my arm in tears, got my sister drinking beers. Got my mama going crazy, she stressing out on me. Got me stressing in the street, I told my pistol that's my heat. I told you not to mess with me, I'm always lonely in the street. Little girl, with that smile up on your face, satisfaction guaranteed, you can run away with me. I open up your heart and set the spirit free. I never hurt you, but I put it on my life, that I won't be your wife. These fast living crap games, promise not to change. But you don't hear me, no you don't hear me. Kidnapping for a living when it comes to my feelings. My heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. Left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I guess you bitch you when I think of you, but you don't really hear me. My heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. Left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I guess you bitch you when I think of you.
Will my heart go to aching? Can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. Left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I guess you bet you in the think of you. My old friends talk about me when they know that I'm gone. Cause in my face they appear, so I'ma let it be known. Never relied on nobody, I did for myself. Slinging candy bars in school just to get me a belt. That's another situation when you're born in the hood. They tell you not to tell a story, but they don't stay in the hood. Always being criticized by the way that I look. A black man, bow-legged, but you think I'm a crook. Cracking down on all the laws, yeah, they throwing a book. If you black and innocent, they still think you're a crook. Maybe I'm tired of the look, homie, I'm tired of the pain. I'ma kill my own self, let it burn in the rain. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. That black stress out, so what's a brother to do? I kiss you, hit you, and I think of you, but you don't really hear me. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. That black stress out, so what's a brother to do?
One right
I kiss you, hit you, and I think of you. Can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. I'm left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I kiss you, bitch, you wanna thank me, huh?
Alright, I'm coming back, you know what I'm saying? And this is what I do. Real DJs do real things. I need some real motherfucking feedback. Alright, so we're gonna start out from the bottom to the top. Alright, I got 5 cues, so ED, you gonna be the last motherfucker to give your opinion, goddammit. Shit. Don't be mad, girl. I want you talking shit. Alright, you're bringing Goofy Bone on the line. Goofy Bone!
Hey, man, I gotta say that song was tight. So, shout out to your man.
All right. We got one vote up in the air. We were bringing in M.I. Cricket Letter. Cricket Letter.
Yes, baby. I am feeling that completely. Who is that again? You say
it's
Prince?
Prince Fade. My nigga, Prince Fade.
Where he's at? No,
God
Prince, you on the line. Where you at, baby? I don't need
8-1 motherfucking 3 shit. That's Trey 4 representing right there. That's the motherfucking hood on the
him.
Mouth.
If I got
shit.
Him on the phone,
oh,
I would prefer to talk to him. No disrespect to Jay now.
Hold on. I almost took my shirt off.
Do that, Papa.
Too many hard heads online. Too many hard heads. Hey, Dirty Boy in the purple truck.
What happened?
hey, you know
I like it.
Just my nigga from the trade fold, you know what I'm saying? Pimped out, you know what I'm saying? They got like a million tattoos on them and shit. Look like one pup. You know.
Hey, you be saying that, man.
Oh, nigga, you know I can't say 100 on or off the radio. It don't matter to me, nigga. Put me in front of a million people. I'm going to tell it like it is. But
yeah.
You feel that song, man. I know you've been following my homie, you know what I'm saying, on his little career, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even popped it off yet. We just this is one single, you know what I'm saying, one little couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying, that we trying to present to the world. But
what you,
you
mean?
Know,
I live with him. I hear all this
stuff. Well, yeah. Y'all sitting in there kicking bubblegum raps to yourself before the real shit come out, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know. You do that. You know we do that. But let me bring the man of the hour on real quick. Man of the hour. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Prince Favor himself. You know what I'm saying? You heard you getting much love. I got one more. Actually, I got to put you back on mute. I'm putting you back on mute, Prince. All right, hold on. Because we got to bring ED. We got to bring Professor.
Hello, Shadow Man.
Yes, my love. What's up with you?
I love you. I'm over here looking sexy for you and everything, on an interview and everything.
Tell me about it.
Well, we got another 4-way call. We got to get some more opinions up in this motherfucker. Hold on.
Be shy. I just want to let you know that, girl.
4-way, what's happening?
It's your boy in the sky once again. I saw you had 18 minutes left on the bill. You know, I had to come back and show some love. I was feeling that song, man. Like I said, it made me want to get up and go out there and hustle, you know. I like it.
ED, how you feeling that track?
It was good, but it was lovely.
It was what?
Bubbly? Yeah.
Shut your mouth, Grip.
Y'all got an excuse. This is a 19-year-old Caucasian woman
okay.
from New York. So, yeah, we don't understand what the hell a bubbly is.
I said bubbly. I said lovely.
Those motherfuckers are bubbling.
Wonderful.
There you go. There you go. Shit, girl, speak English. You know what you're talking. Yeah. All right, we bring the start out, start the song. You know what I'm saying? Prince Babe, everybody. Prince Babe.
Prince Babe.
Hey, y'all already know what to do, man. Hey, calling out of 813. Like I said, you can hit me up at dfabian28@yahoo.com or princefabian/myspace.com. I got more songs like a girl got songs and she's trying to have sex. But I got poetry online at poetry.com/fabian, DAVIDSON. So however you want to get at me, 813-363-8608. Now I mean, hear my cry, feel my pain, and just watch how I drop.
Y'all put y'all links up in the chat?
Nah, actually, they ain't online, though. He,
can you
he calling straight in. Yeah, I can. He calling straight in, though. You know what I'm saying? It's, let me drop this here.
Yeah, thank you, Poppy. Thank you.
MySpace.com/. What'd you say, Prince Fade?
Yeah, Prince Fabian, FABIAN, or DFABIAN28@yahoo.com. Either way, you're going to find me. Even though I got shades on, ain't nothing wrong with my eyes. It's just I try to block the haters and the sun at the same time.
Oh, that's what it is.
Hey, my speed dog. Goddamn, that's Callie over there with the popo, detector and shit.
Hey, get some more, you know what I'm saying? Let me hear what else people got to say about that. I want to hear some more, you know what I mean? Put me on mute and let the people speak. If they can't hear,
the people just spoke shit. The five
people
on the
line. Hey, I got
people
like me on that That song, Get Like Me, you know what I mean? It go like this, the hook. Get like you, now get like me. We do our own thing, flipping down big screens.
I heard the whole thing, but you got other niggas' beats that you are using, brother.
No, those two original. I got four mixtape songs and then two original songs. See, Can You Feel My Pain original and Get Like Me original. Never pay for pussy.
So what track is that one then?
Oh, Get Like Me. That should be after Can You Feel My Pain. After Can You Feel My Pain, because it come on, I'll be on that, they don't want to see me. And then they come on with the beast and the little kick, and then I go to spitting. Get like me all day.
Hold on, let me see.
Shout out to Goofy Bone, man. I want to say what's up to my main man. What it do?
Hey, what it do in the sky? I haven't talked to you in a day or two, but what's good, man?
And man, try to put one up in the air.
Shit.
Hey, really? Man, y'all motherfuckers smoking in the hood, man, because I come over
I
the hood,
am.
Man.
I ain't gonna be.
Yeah, hey, y'all, listen here, man. This is live. Y'all niggas owe me a fire up, goddammit, for this fucking song being on.
Hey, smell so good.
I don't require
no payments that is out of anybody's means. Because you asked me for some money, it's out of my means. I don't spend it on the bread. You don't spend it on the shit. So that's why I asked. That's why I asked for a common groundbreaker, goddammit. One blunt per track, and we good.
I got you. So if you play the other one, I got you, Wolf.
I'm going to real quick.
And because I got a track.
You owe me like a box. You owe me, huh? You owe me like a box, you know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone, you know, you owe me like a whole octa mode and shit. I need a whole box.
I'm going to smoke it with you.
Hey, check this out. We got 12 minutes. I'm finna upload my own boy track. I'm finna let Miss Shiro, man. Now, I gotta put y'all on mute because it's a little air. You know what I'm saying? Out there. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to hear clearly. So,
me, I love you.
It's going down real big. This is Miss Shiro, man. Representing 601. M.I. Crickoletta in the building. One of the finest 6-foot poets on and off BTR.
Okay. Thank you.
Do your thing. I'm finna mute y'all now. So I don't want y'all be like talking and be like woo and all that shit because she ain't gonna hear you.
Okay. DJ Smell So Good. I want to read one that I had wrote yesterday, but I was writing a special one for you right now. Oh, it's not finished. I'm just gonna read a little bit of it. It's called Just Like That. This the one I'm unfinished.
Run two of them because I'm finna have to upload
this
track.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you had a hard day at work, so come on in and let me wash off your dirt. This hot bubble bath awaiting my king. The house clean and the boys are gone. Baby, it's been such a long time since we've been alone. And I really have been waiting to hear about your day, so tell me about it as I fix your plate and prance around in this new negligee. Your Corona's in the fridge and Hennessy's on the table. Baby, the Jamaican Reds and the Aaron Punani's going crazy, screaming, ooh, DJ, come on over and taste her. But I want to let my mouth muscles and my tongue run across your body and have some playful fun. Nibbling ears, biting your chest. Now that you can't, I bet that you probably can't handle that. I haven't finished on that, but anyway, the other one. It's called Just Thinking Right Now. Just thinking right now and not sure if it's because of my plants I'm tending, these trees I'm blending, the trash that I tried just because his ass was persistently recommending it. I mean, but honestly, I'm questioning why I'm sitting here spitting this, watching people be in prison from their own personal decisions of herbal relaxations, but you're incarcerating future generations for and taking something that could possibly help soothe this damnation, locking them up because of their choice of mental ejaculation's only destination is to have marijuana penetrating their mind. And now you messing up the rotation with that unnecessary illegal dime line? Still, I guarantee, when your thoughts and that purple haze combine, it's going to be 4:30. Because intellectual birth conceptions can't rewind or decline the constant relaxing injections from that real good-ass pine. So, puff, puff. Again, all by myself, and I'm just sitting here thinking out loud because there is no one else. And your government is speaking about all these problems. I know that they know Jamaican Red's a problem solver, but up I throw and yes goes the middle finger to Percocet, Floricept with all them damn side effects, waking up in cold sweats, constant diarrhea, and reoccurring migraines. All this BS to help with your pain when I'm a living witness that Mary Jane does the exact same thing without all the added side effects. Oh, and my bad. No problem. There's no problem with that caffeine and those amphetamines supposed to be used to reduce drowsiness and fatigue, but you're up and stop, and you're going to see an increase in nervousness, half trembles, and, hell, a whole lot more withdrawal symptoms. That's why I just want to tend to my herbs, and I don't want to jig. I have no time to be trying to bust your fucking wig. I just want you to legalize my plants. Remove these chains off of her soul so I can go back and major in agriculture, probably 101 intro to reefer structure, become a cannabis instructor, weed philosopher, get my PhD in planting and harvesting them damn seeds. And you want to lock us up, throw away the key on a sister or a brother for trying to reconnect with their natural mother? And I know you're eventually going to legalize her, but only when you come up with a soundproof way to tax her. But there was no hesitating on raising tobacco trees that caused so much cancer. And still you legalized her. Fuck all who had to suffer. Could it be because you used a cancer to continuously kill us, blindside us, turn around and started to anal fuck us, made natural herb plants illegal to us, but brought crack, meth, and pure powder over here to us? Then you expect me to send praises to your crack co-founders like Ronald Reagan's and his forefathers? A lie, not Miss Shy. See, we were slaves without muse. So how did we start this drug war? I mean, truthfully, what the hell are you lying for? Because you know the reefer's not destroying us. Geniuses are indeed born in us. But go back to when Wake and Bake was in and the mind was a lot more stress-free. Communities wasn't completely drama-free, but if you had beef in the streets, a permanent sleep wasn't necessarily a sleep you're automatically greet. But check this. I had a dream that Adam and Eve had a special retreat, a family heirloom descended to you and passed on to me. So that promised land just may be 40 acres of great purple trees. Anyway, that snake didn't like the nun drum in paradise and in front of Adam smuggled in a girl that was white. Now, I'm trying to escape this nightmares of abrupt race eruptions, disturbances of the earth's core surfaces, and you got that white coffee stir and causing all these messed up economic occurrences, but they say we started this drug war, this picnic, that we're responsible for this crack epidemic. I guess we drove them slave boats and transported that shit, flew those airplanes and went to Cuba to get it. Now you're just sitting here obsessed and saying it's a recession, having family reunions with the Great Depression. But please, please, listen again. Stop protesting against it. Speak down on green, but against crack you defend it. Man, I'm so serious. Again, I'm serious. I know it would be great, truthfully, if you would just legalize it. And maybe I'm just sitting here thinking all this because my herbs are in the air and it's constant bullshit everywhere. Everywhere. You know, I fucked up on the end, but that's it.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Going down real big, man. Let me click everybody in, man. Y'all go ahead and share y'all sweet nothings.
I love
on that,
it.
Man.
Thank
you.
Know
what I'm saying? Going down real big.
Thank you.
Where the hell everybody else at? Everybody else is at IDEP, people. Y'all is live. Everybody's live. We is 500 strong. 408 is in the building. 813 is in the building. New York is in the building. And Mike Krigaletta is in the building. Man, we out here live, y'all. We is IDEP.
My way, you slow piece of shit.
That was a beautiful try.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We
yeah, I got down. I told all y'all was back on the damn mute. Y'all might get out of the way, you piece of shit. I'm like, okay. don't think he wants to be conversative right now. No, go ahead and put him back on mute.
Wait.
No, I was fucking with him. Oh, I ain't mean to do that. How the hell did he get back on mute?
You got the switchboard, baby.
Oh.
Acres of marijuana. Wow.
Man, y'all heard about the China, the dude in one of them bumfuck Egypt countries, you know what I'm saying? Way the fuck out. Well, damn, Goofy, I got to put you on hold. You louder than a motherfucker, homie.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I put myself on mute, sorry.
What's it's the air, that's all it is. Yeah, when you ready to talk, unmute, keep hollering, because I'm gonna leave you keyed up. But, yeah, they finally, found this damn 100 and something year old man claiming he was like a, I don't know, 114 years old.
Damn.
And I don't know what the fuck kind of tip off they got, but when they came to this man's house, this dude, they found 6.5 tons of motherfucking sacked up marijuana.
Damn.
They found 244 or 45 bales.
Of
Mary motherfucking Wanda. And he told my son he thought it was just bales of rice because he's a farmer. And he farms rice in his rice fields and shit.
Yeah, that was my dad that caught him.
But somebody, man, that's fucked up how they did the old man. Because you know that wasn't him. They even said it. They said by the quality of the weed, you know what I'm saying, they knew it couldn't. It wasn't just that old man because the crop is actually being taken care of, pruned and all that shit.
Free group.
So, yeah, they were like,
Ed. Never know, might be the reason for his old age.
Hey, all I'm going to say is this right here. He should have burned that down her.
Damn.
Shit, I burned that down in a day or two. Would DJ smell so good?
And
yeah,
me.
A bell. It'll take a bell.
Hey,
yeah,
and
have
Shy. And
have a BPR party.
And Prince Fade and everybody, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm trying to think what we're going to do for 420, man. I'm really trying to think if I'm going to, you know, just have a Super Smoke Fest live on the show and I don't know. We're going to do something next. Because
if I pass out, I ain't going to hear what was said. So we need to do that like live mic thing.
When
freestyle
that?
Session. 420 freestyle session.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm actually trying to bring it to the hood. You know what I'm saying? But the Wi-Fi shit don't work on the block. So I actually have to pay for that motherfucking shit. I have to go and buy me a Goofy Bone. He used a Sprint card. He paying like $60 a month, you know what I'm saying? But he getting anywhere the fuck he want to go. He got, you know what I'm saying, clear internet reception. So, I mean, you know, when I do solicit that, believe you me, I will be soliciting the hood. So don't be motherfucking me like, no, Smell, I ain't got it. When I be like, hey, man, give me $5, you know what I'm saying, so we can get this wireless internet popping and start putting everybody out to the world. You already see your shit is on the radio station. You know what I'm saying? Just prove it to the rest of the people by you know what I'm saying, having them tune in live to hear your shit. And if we in the hood, they can see it in here. You know what I'm saying? Right there.
Yeah, that's respect.
Yeah, till the video come. When I do this live video, boy, we going to be, oh, shit. I ain't going to be ready for that, boy. That damn live video recording, boy, we going to be getting straight ignorant.
Like we used to do.
Straight ignorant. Yeah, man. I got all them old clips and stuff, but you know what I'm saying? I got to find all that shit, man. I got a bunch of old shit from the block now. I got like 3, 4, 5 years worth of recording from the block. I got a movie, goddamn it. Like DJ Khaled be saying, it's a movie. but bitch, I got a real movie. You know what I'm saying? Some straight real hood shit. You ain't grew up in the hood, homie. You know what I'm saying? All that fake baloney shit he be kicking. But whatever. I ain't trying to get on these whack DJs, man. My bad. My bad. Niggas whack, man. Cass is whack. I hope y'all run this show back 1,000 times in a couple other shows. You niggas is whack.
Whack DJs. Out there. Fuck you bitches.
Yeah, man. You niggas is in the clubs talking about paying the artists need to pay you to play their goddamn song. You get the middle finger. If you making mixtapes out there, you ain't got at least one hot female artist on that motherfucking mixtape, middle finger out there to you. You know what I'm saying? If you the fuck-ass nigga calling yourself Wayne Little, and you out there talking about you going to sue some motherfucking DJs for making a mixtape of your bitch-ass, middle finger to you, nigga. And any artist come up to me saying some old gay-ass shit like that, talking about they, I owe them money off of mixtapes that I put out with your fucking song on it, middle finger to you. And that's my little motherfucking grievance. Y'all can check out that Lil Wayne shit talking about how he finna sue DJs, mixtape DJs. You know what I'm saying? Google that shit. Look it up.
Fuck Lil,
you know,
Wayne. I'm going to say that right now. Goofy Bone says, fuck Lil Wayne.
Man,
if you shave that fool's head, he look like Steve Urkel. I shit you not, man.
Hell nah.
Shit, I'm a real gangster. I'm a real gangster that don't go in the wrong neighborhood and gets punked. If I go in the wrong neighborhood, I'm going to motherfucking shoot people. And that's on the motherfucking block. In the Sky seen me do shit. He got scared. And motherfucker, that's how we do it over here. You don't go to the wrong hood and expect to be like, oh, hi, I'm a celebrity. Hell no.
Hell no.
You go strapped up.
Fucking celebrity.
You go strapped up and you make sure motherfuckers know you're there. Don't get punked. I'll be honest with you, man. I don't give respect to people who get punked. People get their jewelry jacked, who get fucking punked on the streets, they're fucking straight up punks.
Yeah.
Be a
Wayne
man.
Got fucked over recently or something, what happened?
Handle your shit. No, Lil Wayne went to L.A. and he claims he's a hardcore blood, but yet he was in the Crip neighborhood, all secluded in his car, all scared. He had his entourage around him. Man, I'm dead serious. If you're going to go in the wrong neighborhood, strap up and pull it out. Don't fucking go in there just to look around. Handle your business.
I'll fucking handle it. I'll fucking ready.
And Lil Wayne, he never was blood back in Cash Money. Fucking Mac 10 went over there and he fucking got them all blooded up. But shit, he should have put some men fucking power in them because those fools are number pussies, man. Just because you got tattoos and all that shit, handle your business. Handle your business.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm pissed off, but, you know.
Yeah, hey, you don't know how pissed off. Because the only thing is, he went after DJ Drama. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, because DJ Drama made the dedication to some other little fluky, funky-ass fucking mixtape, and the shit got actually put up in the stores. Mm-hmm. So he pissed off that he ain't getting none of that $14.99 money for the mixtape that's in the stores.
Mm.
But neither is motherfucking DJ Drama, dumbass. Somebody took that shit from DJ Drama, the little mix he made, listened to it, said, damn, that was hot, and then they put the barcode. They sent it and got the FYE credits and all that shit, and they the one put the bitch up in the stores with the barcode and the motherfucking packaging on it. Ain't not nan DJ on the street got no fucking pull power to do that. So you coming at the wrong people. I mean, you how the fuck, the DJ?
Check your resources, man.
Man, that's so ignorant, dog. That's just past ignorant, man. That's
and
past.
You know,
and the bitch made a YouTube video of it, man. Talking live. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? No, fuck all y'all mixtape DJs out there. Well, fuck you, nigga. You see if your motherfucking shit ever get in and play on my motherfucking mixtapes again. I don't give a damn if the hood say, man, that's all we want to hear. Nigga, fuck you, hood, if that's all you want to hear. Ain't no fucking Lil Wayne no more. Fuck him. He's off the motherfucking map when it comes to me. I ain't playing that shit, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, these rappers, man, getting jacked for their change, trying to show that they're hardcore.
Hold on.
I'll fucking slap a motherfucker if I ever become fucking famous. I guarantee you that. That's why they keep me in the hood, man.
I'll be right over there to soothe you, Goofy Bone.
No, please do, baby, because I got a blunt waiting at home, and me and you could just chop it up all day.
We need these.
I'm on my way over there now. I'm going to be smoking on my way over there, so I'm going to have one for you.
So you know it's going to take her a while.
Don't worry. I'll be waiting.
good.
I ain't gonna lie.
I left Atlanta when I went up there to ATL and shit to visit one of my homeboys. And you know what I'm saying? The cop, the perp. They, you know, Goofy know the story and shit. So after I was coming home, though, with the perp, I had, you know, save a bag of perp and a bag of kush. You know, to go back home. You know what I'm saying? It ain't none of that shit down here. I don't give a shit. It's some fire, some pine. There is no perp. There's no Cali perp. There's no ATL perp. That's where that real perp shit is at. Mm. This watered down, imported shit we get down here. No. That
put
kush,
grape juice on it.
No, that shit, Kush is orange, like a motherfucking orange peel. Not, I don't what the hell you need to call Kush down here. That shit I seen.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, that shit I seen up there was like, man. So I called myself, I said, I'm finna roll me a little pin blunt, you know what I'm saying? Because I figured I ain't gonna need that big ass blunt of the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking by myself. So I say, by the time I'm gonna wait till I hit the Florida border. When I see Welcome to Florida, I'm gonna fire that bitch up. Shit, let me tell y'all something, man. If you sons of bitches ain't never smoked and drove before, you don't want to start out with no goddamn perp and no fucking kush mix.
Oh, believe me. That's killing niggas right there.
I was so, dog, I'm telling you, I was in a rental car on some tens and felt like
go.
I was riding
you,
on
go.
Some motherfucking 40s,
okay.
Man.
Go. Okay. You fucking fat bitch.
Damn.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice and let people walk across the street. And the bitch telling me no. But she's dead halfway across the fucking street. You fucking fat bitch.
Hell no.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm home.
Man.
I'm home.
I'm
over and calm down.
Damn, Goofy Bone. I'm saying it. I like that a little bit.
Yeah, you go.
It's been another side of you, baby.
Hey, you be Bones a pissed off motherfucker, but we ain't calling him down, I'll tell you that today.
Oh, Shy, you have to run this show back, too, because you ain't even hear the beginning of the show, man. Matter of fact, where the fuck was you at last night when all this shit went down?
Last night, by what time?
Oh, man, all fucking last night, man. That shit started from...
How come you didn't call me?
Huh?
How come you didn't trip me? I would have been on there.
You got my damn number, but why you call?
Because the shit was so dramatic and it was going down. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
What the fuck happened last night?
Apparently, Satin Princess was in Peasy's place.
Satin Princess? What's them, some transvestites or something?
No, girl, that's the little alias name for... The chick to be hanging on out on E show just last night
bad.
And all that. Yeah, look at you, see? And while they was on Peasy's place,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Joe, the white dude from fucking BC shit, from Black Conservative Show, with his old fucking ass mouth and shit, always talking shit and making little dumbass comments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, he called up a fat ass bitch.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, he really went there, you know what I'm saying? And, okay, I understand. Like, my show, I let everybody know this is uncut, uncensored. If you don't like what the fuck I'm saying, please do not come up in here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not finna call you no bitch. I'm not finna call you no hoe. I'm not finna call no motherfucking fighting words, because that's all them shits is.
For real.
Them fighting words. And he apparently don't understand that. He can't understand that because he's not... Of culture. Put it that way. You have to just be of culture. If you're not of culture, then you won't understand another culture. He has no culture, no upbringing apparently around any kind of ethnic people at all to know that you won't need to be saying no shit like that at your mouth, which he did. So in defense of it, you know what I'm saying, she went on the Sound Off show, you know what I'm saying, I mean, and got the whole goddamn... I mean, like 50 motherfucking people. We was like finna burn the damn Blog Talk station down or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitches was that hot over the comment.
Are you serious? She called 50 people.
Well, I mean, when she went on Sun's show, when she went on his show, Sound Off show, it was just that many people there. And then I mean, it was like after they started talking about it, oh man, I promise you, it was like 50 motherfucking people end up showing up and really getting into that, because there was a lot of people there on Peasy's show that was actually a part of that.
Whose show was it at first?
Peasy's place. It's another host on here named Peasy. He got a show called Peasy's Place. But he had a co-host. He had a co-host dude named Joe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This white dude. I done talked to his old punk ass, you know what I'm saying, on Black Conservative Show. And he cursed me out because I'm in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, joking with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And I might be cursing. So fucking what? We adults. What the fuck you mean? I get on the line and actually call into his show to make a comment about some dumbass shit they were saying on the line. And before I get my comment out, here comes Joe Thompson. Oh, wait a minute, BC. This is the guy that was in the chat room doing all the cursing and shit. I said, who the fuck is you? You a co-host. What the fuck is you worrying about what I'm doing in the chat room for? Keep your punk ass online. Stop monitoring the goddamn room. I don't monitor my room. I don't fuck what y'all do in the chat room. Drop it. Shit on the chat room if you can. That's not recorded. Ain't nobody going to know. Nobody can't hear you typing in the chat room. Your silent fucking gangster bobbing and shit you doing. I don't say that shit. I don't give a fuck what's going on in the chat room. When you come online and you actually say it live and he thought he was saying it right because he told me something. Well, why are you getting all upset when I said it and 5 seconds later it's over with? It's not fucking over with when you're on a live recorded goddamn radio show. That can be ran the fuck back, downloaded a million motherfucking times. So what you say can and is being recorded, and anybody can run this back.
Amen to that.
I'm just anybody, man. So, I mean, if you scared of what somebody is hearing out your voice, then don't say it. And just understand that you are being recorded. But when you do say something, understand that there can be repercussions because somebody can re-listen to that show, shit, 2-3 weeks from now. And this shit blow all the way the fuck back over. I mean, it really got hot. I mean, it got to the point, y'all, where sound had, then if, I don't know, 10, 15 people online, like 100 motherfuckers in the chat room. All these people got on the phone and dumped over into Peasy's Place. Peasy's Place last night, you check the archive, I guarantee that bitch had like 100 million motherfuckers on his shit.
Damn.
The whole sound, you know what I'm saying, audience came over to his shit to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And okay, when they came over, you know what I'm saying, they to me, it was an apology. PZ, you know what I'm saying, told Joe to shut the fuck up because Joe kept trying to run his motherfucking mouth and justify himself like what he said was right. There's no right in none of that. There's no right in none of that. You know what I'm saying? That was just the most disrespectful. That really, and the way we take it is because it's this black and white thing. You know what I'm saying? We always want to make it a black and white thing. And being that he a white dude, That just tripled the goddamn heat on it. You know what I'm saying? If Goofy Bone might have said it, there might have been some different repercussions. But because he said it, and we know he's old, dirty-ass, motherfucking white dude that talk like that.
Fucking cracker.
He talked like that, though. You feel me? He talks like that. He calls women fat bitches. Oh, get your fat ass. No, fuck no, homie.
Oh,
this is not the place for no fucking shit like that.
This ain't it.
Yeah, well,
you gotta
realize that they're little warriors behind the phone. They can't say it to real people. And if they did, they'd probably get killed.
But see, they got to realize, too, saying shit like that, we will fucking find you.
This is what I'm telling people when you call my show. Like, earlier, these dumbass motherfuckers wanted to call in with some little hoe-ass motherfucking whatever they was doing. So I told this old punk bitch, I got a call ID, man. I'm calling your ass back right the fuck now. And I got his, matter of fact, y'all hold on, gay ass nigga. You gonna try me? Hold on. Let's make another fucking call. This fucking nigga call me. Fuck nigga.
Hell yeah.
Hey, are we off the show or are we on the archive?
Man, good. Play me while you doing that, bro.
Show's over, but we still on.
Fuck the dumb shit. We live, motherfucker. DJ
Spesco,
motherfucker.
New rules over here in DTR, baby. What?
Shit.
Fuck this.
Oh, he's calling, too. That's what
I'm
talking about.
Can I call him? Let me talk to him.
That might be this Goofy Bone.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm looking for Joe.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Joe. Hello?
Yes, fuck boy. We're fucking coming to you. We're sitting outside your fucking house. We are watching you. We are
little
fucking watching
sucker.
You.
You fuck with the wrong people.
Fucking, you fuck with
get
the wrong fucking people.
Move.
We're fucking coming.
You
we're fucking
fuck
coming
with the wrong.
For you now. 404. We're coming all the way to fucking ATL.
Yeah, five,
we're fucking shutting that fucking
four,
place down.
Three.
Two.
Two.
Fucking one. Too late. We're fucking coming for your ass. Punk bitch.
DJ smells so good, scaring the white folks.
Punk bitch. Call my goddamn show, that old whole shit. He called in my goddamn show, playing all on the phone like a little pussy and shit. Hello.
Hey, you, let's make another show. What's up?
Oh, it's 2:30. The show started 2:30.
Oh, we already got it. Okay.
You know me. All I need is 5 minutes to get this shit going and back and popping. So.
Hey, I just got home, so I'm rolling the brush. So,
what's up,
man?
What up?
Hey, you uploaded me, homie?
Oh, yeah. You going to be on the other show, though. The show already off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the next song is part of the next show. So in like 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna hang up with everybody. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hang back in for the next half of Wacky Fucking Wednesday, then please bring it. Call some old friends up. Tell them it's another show. We finna ball some more. You know what I'm saying? You got nothing to do, hang out with me. We got Prince Fabe on the next half. You know what I'm saying? Come back with a new smash.
All right. Well, I'm gonna be in the next show. I got to get situated, roll a blunt, and, you know, look at Shy Romance's pictures. You know, shit like that.
Yeah, you already know. I got to do this.
All right. Much love from Cali. I'll see you on show number two. Goofy Bone is out for that 1-4.
In the sky. See you on show two, homie.
Oh, sexy-ass Goofy Bone.
Going down. All right, y'all, check it out. Let me get off this hill. So let me go ahead and get this thing crack-a-lacking, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to bring it back to the second half. You got something else you going to kick on the second half for us?
Yeah, baby.
All right, so we got some funky fly shit, you know what I'm saying? Faye, what's the name of the song again?
Get Like Me. It come on like this, man. Good. It be like, because the beat don't come on, I be talking, I be like.
No, I heard it. I got the track. I just didn't have the name of it.
Yeah. Get Like Me.
I'm going to send you something. Smells so good.
Uh-huh.
What's your Yahoo address?
I don't fuck with no Yahoo like that.
But still, how can I send you something? I want to send you something.
Live. DJ Smells So Good at live.com. That's the best fucking email service out there. I mean, I be trying to send images and shit through Yahoo. The shit, I upload a picture of that bitch lock up on me. I upload a track.
At live.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit lock up on me, man. I don't really be using, I don't use that. Yeah.
Okay.
ED, you still out there? Where the hell professor went? Oh, all right. Goddamn silent Bobette.
Man,
chilling off in the back. What, you on Viking or something?
I got to sign up for this shit.
Sign up for what?
It's live.
Oh, that's old Hotmail. There ain't nothing but Hotmail.
I know. Well, I got to sign up for this shit.
Yeah, it's better. I don't fuck with that Google shit. I ain't at G shit. Google shit is nothing but the administration's little watchdog in and everything that go through there. So I try to limit myself on governmental contact, even though being on the beach, you ain't got no too much choice, but you can bob and weave on the ass, and that's what I do.
Okay, Barbara.
Bob and weave. But yeah, send me something, send me something. I need to send you some more tracks, too, so as soon as you hit me up, the email.
Yeah, I told you I wasn't able to pull that other one up.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I send it back. No. Shoot it over to you. But yeah, I got like 13 minutes to the next show, so I need to go set it up, drop the description on it and all that, and then we'll be back in the building.
Okay, babe.
All right. See you on the next half. Peace out, Edie.
Peace out, you all. All
right.